welcome once again to another edition of the Spitter Podcast. Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Moffitt, and
I'm Andrew Moffitt.
That's Andrew Moffitt, coming to you from beautiful downtown Mariposa, California, hotbed of hot takes and all-star voting. It is final vote time for the all-star game in Major League Baseball. They have changed it. You don't just get the top vote getters for the first round and they get in. Now it's a two-step process. So it's going to be interesting to me to see who the top two are in each position, especially since some of the guys that we thought weren't going to get in or shouldn't get in are probably going to get in.
Vladdy Guerrero.
Mike Trout.
Wait.
Sorry. What? All right. So let's go position by position. We'll start with the National League first because that's the one that's on the left of our screen. And hey, guess who took to the polls in droves? No, which teams, fans, took to
Braves.
The Braves and the Dodgers. Both turned out. Freddie Freeman is leading with 59%. Matt Olson with 41%. Do you have an issue with either one of them
starting? I don't have an issue at all. Not at all. No. Nothing. Freddie's amazing. He has a stupid amount of doubles and extra base hits. Matt Olson, I know, has crazy power and decent defensively when they brought him back when Freddie left. They brought him over to first anyway.
In Atlanta,
when Freddie
yeah.
left.
Yeah.
But I still think that Freeman is better and that the vote really reflects that.
So Freeman raised his batting average 25 points, 20 points in the last month or so. And so he's
about?
Up. Yeah, he's up to 294, 11 home runs, or no, 14 home runs. Olson's stats didn't really change much. He's continuing to hit 270. He's hitting 272 now. But same number of home runs, and he's only added two RBIs. So that's the National League. And in the American League, of course, it's going to be Ben... what? What's that name right there?
Vladimir
Guerrero Jr., don't you know? Yeah, from the Blue Jays. So the Blue Jays came out in force. Not only did they vote Ernie Clement in as the number one vote-getter for all of the American League, but they also voted in Vladdy Jr. at first base, despite the fact that he's only hitting 267 with... All right, here's a quiz. Ben Rice has 23 home runs. Does Vladimir Guerrero Jr. have more or fewer extra base hits than 23?
Higher?
You are wrong. 17 extra base hits for Vladimir Guerrero, and he just has not been hitting. I'm not sure. I think he's got to be battling through an injury because he's only got 4 home runs.
Or he's swinging for the fences.
No, he's average is okay, 267, but there's zero power. There's something's wrong with him. What he reminds me of is Don Mattingly back in the 80s when he had a pretty good size uppercut. Hit 330, 35 bombs. He was amazing at first base, and then he hurt his back. And then he had to do this sort of old man, like only from here. This was his swing, from here, from the shoulder, just here, and boom, boom. That was it. So he became basically Pete Rose. Hit 300 for his career.
Since you guys couldn't see, it was amazing sit-down, what's it called?
Pantomiming?
No, a showcase, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Showing off his natural old man swing that he got from Don Mattingly.
Yes, yes. I showcased the Don Mattingly old man swing. But
was that his name?
Don Mattingly. He was.
Okay, I got it.
And when you were a child, he was the manager of the Dodgers for quite a while. Did pretty well, too. But they let him go. And he is now with the Philadelphia Phillies.
But you know who came over here? Someone that actually helped us get a World Series.
Dave Roberts, 1,000 career victories, faster than any other manager, and the best, highest winning percentage of any manager.
straight from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Something like that.
Didn't he start his career with the Red Sox?
He started with the Padres, then went to the Red Sox, and then I think he spent a season with San Francisco, and then I think a season with the Dodgers.
I don't like him anymore.
All right, so Clement's in at second. Guerrero is going to beat Rice, even though Rice has 19 more home runs.
Even though Rice is better.
Well,
not saying, just saying.
Well, his on-base plus slugging's 220 points more.
Mirror judge.
So, I'm not sure. Are you okay? There you go. All right, so second base over in the National League, Ozzie Albies for the Braves, because the Braves fans came out and voted. We think we agreed that with his combination of defense and offense that hitting around 270 was probably worthy for the position. But Bryson Stott came in second, even though he's hitting 220. Or no, he's hitting 238. But his fielding percentage
38.
997. And so that's why he has so many votes, I think. Although Luis Arraez from the Giants hitting 319, I think deserved to get a vote. And Xavier Edwards from Miami, 299 average. I think those two gentlemen certainly deserve to be in the showcase. Let's hop over to shortstop. C.J. Abrams, not particularly surprised, are you?
No.
It
was pretty straightforward with the stats that they gave us. It was pretty clear.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great athlete.
I still wish that they would give us his fielding percentage.
That would be nice. You can look that up if you really want to. In fact, let's do that. Right above here, oh, what's that? Matt Olson's fielding. How did that get there? How did Matt Olson's? It's almost like I didn't have all these memorized, and I did a little bit of research. Let's see. C.J. Abrams.
C.G.
Whatever.
CGI. CGI Abrams.
Averages dropped 17 points since he went on the ballot. Fielding percentage. Hey, look at that. He's leading the league in errors with 12. Interesting. So, but he's...
Apparently nobody does their research.
I don't know. He was leading the league in RBIs. So...
Yeah, but
34 extra base hits, 60 RBIs.
They give that on the ballot.
Yeah. His stats were better at the beginning. I thought Ellie De La Cruz was going to get in there too, but did not. It was Abrams and Mookie Betts, which is where I have a problem. You know, this is where I've got a problem with the fan balloting, which is Betts. Yes, Betts has been on fire the last month. He's at 300. But he's hitting 250. And Otto Lopez is hitting 343 for the year. And he's 12th in turning double plays. De La Cruz has much better numbers.
Freaky fast.
I mean, I love Mookie. Mookie play. He's a great teammate.
Even though he's on there, but I don't think he's had the performance this year to deserve it. But I love that he's on there.
Yeah. So we'll see if he actually makes the team or not as a reserve. but Abrams does lead the National League in homers, OPS, and ribbies, as we already mentioned.
Ribbies.
Over in the... Oh, here's a quiz. Who, out of the two, Bobby Witt Jr. and Andrés Giménez, who has more starts in the All-Star game?
Giménez.
Why did you guess that?
Because it's a Blue Jays player. When you have an entire country voting for you, I think you're going to get there.
He got there 2022. He was a replacement for somebody else, but he has a starting nod, and Bobby Witt Jr. has not made the starting.
Surprising. How many years does he be in the league?
This is his, let's see here, 2022 would be his first, and 3, 4, 5, 6. So this is his fifth year.
Yeah,
but still a little surprising. Anyway, his stats are fabulous. He's great defensively, and his offensive numbers have been solid. So no issues with Bobby Witt Jr. But Giménez is hitting like 228 or something. However,
I'm telling you, the Canadians
like fielding percentage, because his is the best in the league.
997.
Damn. For a shortstop, it's pretty good.
Especially with how many balls they get hit.
Yeah. All right, third base. Max Muncy from the Dodgers or Max Muncy from the A's? Who would you like to see?
It says Dodgers on there, man.
All right, so Muncy's leading 61% to Alec Bohm with 39%. Bohm's offensive numbers aren't even close. So the Phillies and the Braves and the Dodgers and the Blue Jays fans all voted. Bohm's hitting 228. And I thought a couple other guys, Nick Gonzalez hitting 301 with a 947 OPS. He didn't make it. And then over in the AL, and by the way, Muncy's defense has been stellar this year. He's been really good. Caminero for the Rays over in the AL.
I did vote for him.
You voted for him. A relative unknown since he played not here last year. Kazuma Okamoto for the Blue Jays. Is in second, 19 homers on the year.
Guess from what team? I'll give you a wild guess.
The Blue Jays. He's hitting 240, 7 errors. Caminero, a lot of people are going to point out that he's got 10 errors. He also is number one in putouts and number one in assists in Major League Baseball for his position. So Caminero is no joke. He is a multi-tool player. So congratulations to him. Did I have anybody else for?
I do not like the look of that outfield right now.
I don't think I did. All right. Outfield. Hey, look at that. Let's just go to the surprise in the outfield. Who's the top name right there, Andrew?
For the Mike Trout, Mr. Injury himself.
Mr. Injury himself has had. I think he's played in 119 games once in the last 5 years. He has a decent number of games played this year. And that's, you want to see him play. He was one of the best players. But is he any more? No, he's hitting 234. And here's some of the other guys on this team. All right, Dalton Varsho, Blue Jays, 258. Jesus Sanchez for the Blue Jays, 274. He has 1,000 fielding percentage. I'll give him that.
The only one I voted for was Byron Buxton.
Yep. Buxton's got 25 dingers, and he's got 1,000. He's got 1,000 fielding percentage.
I said Randy Arozarena, who has had better stats than all these jokers, yep, and less injuries.
Yep, but he is not in there because he doesn't play for
the Blue Jays.
Aaron Judge. Numbers are not great. 248, 17 homers, 1,000 fielding percentage, though. How are we interesting, though? Judge has, I believe, 3 assists. None of those other guys have an assist.
There's a person called Andy Páez.
So that was the American League. So it's Trout, Buxton, Judge, Bellinger, Sanchez, and Varsho.
Who is the third guy? Oh, I voted for the ambidextrous kid who had like a 331 average.
Athletics franchise. Year by year stats. Let's see if those just pop up. Boop. Who's on the team? Come here. All right, here we go. We got Langoliers. Let me move this over. Blow it up, actually. All right, we got Langoliers hitting 265. Kurtz hitting 279. He's leading the league in RBIs and runs. He's a first baseman. Outfield. Bolt hitting 293.
It wasn't him.
Butler hitting 283. Rooker. The A's have a bunch of kids who can hit.
He was a right fielder. Carlos Cortez.
Ah.
Go over on him.
There you go. See? 272. 354 on base.
Click him. I think it'll say that he throws both. Yeah, that's who I voted for.
Ta-da!
On the ballot, it said that he had a 331 average.
Apparently he did, and now he does not, because now he's hitting 272.
Well, he has 6 home runs, 50 hits.
They might have had like his own on-base percentage or something on there.
His OBS is... His OPS is 783. Not bad.
Yeah, not great. So anyway,
unless they voted for him because he was on the A's, and I feel bad for the A's.
So we got Marsh hitting .317 for the Phillies. We've got Juan Soto, who's leading the NL in OPS, and then Harris had a 1,000 fielding percentage, and his offense has been outstanding. Paez, I think, has last I looked it up, I think he had 10 outfield assists and 15 homers. And then you got Ronald Acuna Jr., who you mentioned before. But Acuna and Teoscar Hernandez has only played in...
like, what, 5 games?
No, he's played more than that. 52 games. He's hitting .275. He's got 3 assists. You know, he hits the ball out of the yard. I mean, he was in
AAA for the majority of the year. He should not be on there.
Well, we've only played 85 games, so he's been there 60. He's been in the big leagues for 60% of the time, but he got hurt. So
I would prefer.
Anyway, again, the Dodgers fans voted, and they voted for Paez and Hernandez. And
Paez is valid, though.
I think so.
I like Paez.
He's hitting around .266. I think he's backed up to .266.
And how many assists does he have this year?
It's a stupid number. How about we look it up? Just so we can say that we are factually accurate, at least for this moment in time.
Andy Paez,
look down. Here we go. Standard fielding. He has 10. Oh, mic drop. Number cruncher. Whoop, whoop. Pete Crow Armstrong, not on the list. What do you think about that? One of the 2 or 3 fastest men in Major League Baseball was hitting .267 with 12 homers. He's not on there.
Highway robbery.
I don't know. Soto's hitting .295 with 15 dingers when he went on the ballot. Marsh, I think, should definitely have made it. And then two guys, Jordan Walker, should definitely be on there. .294 with 18 home runs and 56 RBIs when he went on the ballot. His stats are way better than Teoscar's. And James Wood had 20 dingers when the ballots came out. So I'm surprised that one of those two guys didn't make it. Catcher, your guy Langoliers for the A's. He's probably going to be... They should have more guys. I mean, we just went through their roster, and they got a bunch of guys that can hit. Oh, I was right. Yeah. So the last Oakland Athletic catcher to start an All-Star game, Terry Steinbach, 1989. That was the year they went to the World Series, the year they won the World Series over the San Francisco Giants.
Hey.
Cross-Bay
rivalry.
Drake Baldwin with the Braves was my pick. Catcher. Actually, you know what? I had two guys. I had Baldwin and I had William Contreras. Having seen Contreras more, I gave him the nod just because he only had one error. But I'm good with Baldwin.
Isn't there a little story on the spitter about Contreras? Or is that...
I believe that's Wilson Contreras.
I can't read your handwriting, man.
Yes. That's William.
No, I made one about William because it was about like his brother was like much worse and he was better bang for his buck. Is he the one from Milwaukee? Because the one that was catching for Milwaukee was the one that I wrote the story about.
Well, the impressive thing is that you were like 10 when you wrote the story. And let's see, Wilson... 283. He's having a solid year, and he's with the Red Sox. That was the one who was with the.
Brewers.
He was with the Cubs. So then William.
And his brother
was. William.
The little brother.
William was with the Brewers, and then actually was with the Braves, and then went to the Brewers.
So, I wrote it when he was at the Brewers. So
they the answer to your question is they're both really good. But anyway, Baldwin and is number one, and Will Smith of the Dodgers. Smith's been out, and he wasn't hitting when he was in. He's got a neck thing too.
Read this: both Baldwin and Smith have missed significant time due to injury in the 2026 first half, and Baldwin has struggled since returning.
Yes,
with a 2025 NL Rookie of the Year, had a blistering start that appears to be pushing him towards his first All-Star game.
Yes, and this is according to MLB.com, which is where we got the ballot and the information about the players. I'd be good with either one of them. Kirk for the Blue Jays. Again, Toronto, somebody in Toronto spent a lot of time voting there five times a day. Kirk is hitting, I looked it up, Kirk is hitting something astounding. What is it? Where is it? It's like 221 or 218, something like that. It's 212. And he's second. So again, hey, thanks Blue Jays fans for, you know, not actually looking at the ballot and not like trying to vote for the best player.
Just subtle foreshadowing.
And then designated hitter, that's not listed on the MLB over here because it's Shohei Ohtani.
Runaway.
Number one vote getter in all of the National League. Over in the AL, it's Jordan Alvarez, followed by George Springer of
the Blue Jays.
I mean, I guess every team said, you know, on their broadcast, hey, make sure you vote five times a day. But I don't think they thought anybody was actually going to do it.
244?
No, that's his number of at-bats. His batting average is over here.
221?
Yeah, that's Springer. Springer's hitting 221, and...
And it makes me laugh.
Yeah, I mean, does he deserve to be... I mean, really, it's a ridiculous vote. So
I was sitting on the bench. Yeah, I was over on the bench.
So, a couple guys I want to see in there. Schwarber, just because I love watching him play. Jordan Walker, James Wood. Anybody else you want to see who didn't?
I wish we could choose the pitchers. I want to choose the pitchers.
Well, I think Dave Roberts is probably going to do a pretty good job doing that.
Let me guess, Yamamoto, Ohtani, and Sasaki.
Sasaki, no. No, Sasaki's ERA is still up there.
Just an honorary install of Clayton Kershaw.
Coming out of the bullpen, Clayton Kershaw, wait a minute, what? He's reactivated.
Just for today.
Yeah, so let's pitching stat leaders, player. Pitching.
Jacob Mizrowski.
Mizrowski will not play.
Why not?
They're going to put him in mothballs, I guess, and save him for the postseason. No thanks. No, you know, thanks for nothing.
Christopher Sanchez? Who?
Yeah, Phillies. He's been good. He's been really good.
Dylan Cease. Haven't heard of him.
Yeah. Toronto.
Why is he all of it?
And then...
Why is he above Cam Schlittler if he has a 3.02 ERA?
I'm not really sure why.
Is it strikeouts? Click ERA.
No, ERA is...
Oh, yeah, look. It's sorted by a rate stat.
Average ERA. Interesting. MLB is... Yeah, but let's see. Can we look for starters? Oh, well, anyway, those guys are
Paul
awesome.
Skeens.
Paul Skeens is 3.62. I don't know if they'll pick him this year. He hasn't been great.
Gavin Williams,
Chase Burns for Cincinnati's been great.
Braxton Ashcraft sounds like something else.
With Pittsburgh.
Joe Ryan. I don't see Yamamoto in the top 20.
Scroll down. Max Myers, 2.53 ERA and 18 games started. Miami's got to have at least... Every team gets one...
Entry.
Player. Chris Sale for Atlanta.
Yamamoto, top 10.
They'll throw Sale in there just for a name. Yamamoto.
Top 10.
Yeah.
Nick Martin. Drew Rasmussen. 7.
For Tampa Bay. So, yeah. There
Max
are,
Meyer.
There are a plethora of guys to choose from. 14 pitchers, starting pitchers have ERAs with significant starting numbers of starts. ERAs under three. And then, let's see, your games. Oh, game saved. They'll throw Cade Smith in there for the Guardians.
Can you move over so he can... they don't have K's on here?
Yeah. Strikeouts.
S-O. S-O.
But then you got to look... But see, those are all starters.
Mizorowski is leading. What's Mizorowski's fastest pitch this year? Like 105?
Yep.
106?
Yeah, 105. So they won't be throwing him in there. Mason Miller with San Diego, he's been really good. And here's the thing. By having Mason Miller play in the All-Star game, then Dave Roberts can make sure he's not available for a Padres game against somebody, and then the Padres may lose that game because...
Aroldis Chapman.
Yep, Chapman for the AL. Iglesias for Atlanta.
Oh, didn't we have Iglesias?
No.
No, different Iglesias. Yeah, Iglesias right. Was hitting.
We had Julio Iglesias. For helping me to grow, I owe a lot, I know, to all the girls I loved before. He's a singer, bud.
The Mets had an Iglesias.
Oh, no. We got the Mets closer. Captain Research has just come from the lab and says the correct answer is Edwin Diaz.
Iglesias was a hitter for the Mets. I remember that.
LAD, Tanner Scott, probably we'll get in there. Josh Hader for Houston.
Trevor McGill?
He hasn't been in that many games. So yeah, it's who knows. It's who knows what Dave Roberts going to do. But that's a decent list for however many pitchers are going to pull in there. So I don't know. I've kind of mixed feelings about overall the final vote getters and what we had to choose from for our final votes. But I guess generally the public got it right. But I think there's a bunch of guys that deserve to be there. Hopefully,
Blue Jays.
Hopefully, a bunch of. But usually there are several guys who don't play in the All-Star game because they want to rest or they've got a fishing trip planned or whatever.
Fishing.
And so a deserving player can go. And so hopefully we'll see a couple of those guys. But I think that's going to do it. Just a reminder that if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, we appreciate that. There's also a website. It's called thespitter.com. We have different categories. We have the latest. We have some movie reviews. We have some book reviews. There are podcast episodes are available there. God, I don't know how long. I think we're in year 10, something. There was a previous.
I don't know.
There was a previous website, and then this website, and so anyway, we have thousands of you actually click and. Read stories on our website every year, and we appreciate it. So you're one of them, and we thank you. We'll catch you next time when we decide to talk about. We'll figure it out then.
Playoffs.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks for
listening. Home run
derby. Hey, there you go. Yeah. Take care. I will catch you next time on the Spitter at thespitter.com.
Good night.